the increased cost for agriculture, input costs, the increase in fertilizer that has just gone skyrocketed this year. And so all of that, you know, to me, agriculture is the foundation of a lot of these rural communities. And you and I have talked about that before. You've said that before. And they really do contribute to the well-being of these rural communities. And so when we start having those kind of issues for agriculture, we need to make sure we have a farm program and that we support their progress and what they're trying to do. Right along with that, we get into the EPA and nullifying the use of some of these things like glyphosate and dicamba. And so we think, and I think, in fact, I've joined some of my other colleagues, we sent a letter about the glyphosate Roundup and not having access to that. Now, you know, if they do have to be curtailed in, for some reason, you need to do it after farmers have made your decision. I mean, they need to have the time to utilize whatever they have purchased or whatever they have in the pipeline, because they've already made that commitment. So how do you make decisions, planning decisions, and try to make a profit in agriculture when those kinds of things are occurring and you're trying to make those production decisions? So